Good evening. Here is the 10 p.m. news with Kelly Aben. First, the headlines. Cameroon's medium-term economic and budgetary programming document for 2025 to 2027 has been scrutinized today during the cabinet meeting for the month of June. Make Music is the slogan for this year's World Music Day to be celebrated tomorrow, June the 21st. Focus in the course of this newscast is the Cameroonian Makossa rhythm known as the Abele. And in sports, the 23rd African Senior Athletics Championship kicks off tomorrow in Douala at the Japoma Sports Complex with the official ceremony to be presided over by Sports and Physical Education Minister Professor Narcisse Mwele Kombi. Those were our headlines and now the news in full. The medium-term economic and budgetary programming documents for Cameroon counting for the period 2025 to 2027 has come under review in Yaoundé. The document was at the center of discussions today during the cabinet meeting for the month of June, chaired by Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph John Gute. In the following excerpt of an interview, Minister Alamin Usman Mee revisits the projected investment sectors for the medium term and highlights government's recipe of a successful investment campaign from 2025 to 2027.
To accelerate, we need to improve boldly on our investment portfolio. We had the opportunity to present the medium-term priority investment portfolio, which is targeting the finalization of those projects that have been initiated some years back and the preparation of second-generation projects to be able to cope with the gap of growth that has been recognized so far. And we need to diversify our sources of funding. PPP's public-private partnership has shown the great performance we can achieve. You name Nakchigal and different other projects. We think infrastructure, energy could benefit from these resources and we'll be able to give more room to other sectors. Doing so, we hope to be able to boldly improve on our growth rates, come close to the 8%, boldly accelerate our march towards becoming an emerging country by 2035. And this should be done in a very disciplined manner. And the reason why the Prime Minister instructed us to make sure that all the projects are respecting the criteria and that the projects are being prepared should be well executed and efficiency should be at the top of our agenda, and therefore we will see the impact on the field, which is the most important thing of our policy.
That was the Minister of Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Alamin Usman Mee, interviewed by Star Building correspondent Christian Che Atam. Onto one of our headlines, the unifying force of music and its impact in the human spirit will be in the limelight this Friday, June the 21st, as Cameroon joins in commemorating World Music Day on the slogan Make Music, the international event that celebrates the beauty and diversity of music which transcends boundaries, cultures and genres, encouraging people from all corners of the globe to embrace music and its profound impact on lives. And some countries are said to have copied the Makossa music from Cameroon. One of such rhythm is the Abele that has become an indispensable animation tool in most Sawa ceremonies. Roslyn Fosa tells us more.
A court wedding in Douala these days without an Abele group to hype the couple and guests at the end of the ceremony is almost impossible. They are present in nearly all councils across Douala, especially on Fridays and Saturdays. It is, however, not an original rhythm from Cameroon. Ricardo is an Abele artist.
Abele is the folk we created in Ghana and we saw modernized it. All type of event, wedding, birthday, funeral, we even do showcase.
Many youths have embraced this movement, one of which is the Abele Seka Food group.
Abele Seka Food is the set of true animation group having decided to unite, to be strong and do beautiful things.
If today they are able to animate all types of events, it is due to their discipline which helps them put food on their tables. Emmanuel Jongele.
Aujourd'hui, super. I have 2 kids. And Abele is my main activity. I can pay my rent and take care of my family through the Abele.
Though common in weddings and even in funerals, the Abele is also quality music, some of which have become hit songs. Creativity is also what makes the art, and improvisation is one of the assets. Roslyn Fosa, CRTV News, Douala.
Refugees of the Minawao camp in the Mokolo subdivision of the Mayo-Chanaga in the far north region have joined their peers nationwide to celebrate the 24th edition of World Refugee Day. Celebrations were placed under the banner of Living Together as the local population pledged to continuously support the refugees by living together in harmony. Our far north regional correspondent Faith Ngwang tells us more.
It is not every day that refugees of the Minawao camp witness a massive turnout of local government authorities and officials of the UNHCR for their cause. Their dance steps are quite telling of the fact that they are now living in an environment where they are welcomed, like the theme of the event implies. Kimberly Robertson, director of the UNHCR sub-office in Marwa.
As it was said, land is the most precious commodity in this area. And the land where the camp is a gift of the community to the refugees. Land that the refugees can learn to farm and conduct activities is a future gift. And I think that's what you saw. Their community, local community, was part of the celebration.
The celebration of the 24th edition of the World Refugee Day comes few months after NGOs announced the withdrawal of humanitarian assistance to refugees. Many have been undertaking income-generating activities like fabric tinting, tailoring, and the fabrication of ecological charcoal to make ends meet. They, however, are still looking up to government for a harder push. Lucas Isaac is the president of the refugees in the Minawao camp.
This donation that they have given to the refugees, 100 hectares of land, but we still have more than 17,000 refugees who doesn't partake in these gifts. We are still calling the government to still see to the families that are not being touched with this will donation.
The camp is now home to over 78,000 refugees, mostly from neighboring Nigeria. Celebrations were placed under the banner of Living Together with host population who have pledged to continue supporting their own from Nigeria. Marwa, Faith Ngwang, CRTV.
Locals from the northwest who have fled into Nigeria as refugees due to the protracted armed conflict in the English-speaking regions of Cameroon have expressed the urgent need for an end to the current unrest so that they can return to their respective communities and regain profitable daily activities. Reports indicate that the over 70,000 refugees residing in resettlement camps in Nigeria are facing socioeconomic challenges as they strive to integrate themselves in their host communities, with unemployment and poverty major setbacks to decent livelihood. CV Banta reports.
Amidst a protracted seven-year armed conflict in Cameroon's northwest and southwest regions, a staggering 70,000 refugees have crossed into Nigeria seeking safety, according to the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. Samuel Atigi, coordinator of a civil society organization in Bamenda, emphasizes the dire situation faced by these refugees amidst ongoing instability.
We've been to Anyeke refugee settlement and other refugee settlements. There are about five of them. They are malnourished. Even when they fall sick, they don't have money to go to the hospital. The UN has provided them a hospital, but they tell us that when you go to the hospital, no matter the type of sickness, they can give you just basic drugs like paracetamol.
Authorities of the Northwest Human Rights Commission, led by Agbonkeng, have initiated activities for internally displaced persons.
We have facilitated the acquisition of civil status documents like death certificate. We are partnered with civil society organizations to support them with food products and distribution.
Refugees in Nigeria are urgently requesting for internal and international support to rebuild their lives and communities ravished by the conflict. Sylvie Bantar, CRTV News, Bamenda.
The conditions of women in detention and reoccurring cases of femicide in Cameroon have come under review in Yaoundé today. This was during an audience granted the UN Women Representative to Cameroon, Raki Chopin-Pierre-Marie, by the President of the Cameroon Human Rights Commission, Professor James Mwangi Kobila, while saluting the strides made by the government to protect the rights of women. Raki Chopin-Pierre-Marie promised to support the commission in the implementation of the recommendations from the Universal Periodic Review of Human Rights. Take a listen.
We also took the opportunity of the visit to have a deep discussion on how we can cooperate and collaborate better in order to address gender inequality, violence against women that are happening in the country, to facilitate the achievement of the mandate of both UN Women and the National Commission of Human Rights. Cameroon has submitted its report to the Universal Periodic Review on Human Rights. The outcome of that and recommendation address specifically also the issue on women's rights in Cameroon and how to be able to address them adequately. Our mandate has UN Women to support the work that the Commission is doing in the field in order to make sure that the recommendations coming from the UPR are followed and implemented. We came out with like a roadmap on some key issues that we agreed on that UN Women and the National Commission being implemented in upcoming months and weeks to address those specific issues on gender equality, girls' rights and women's rights.
You're listening to the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV. Onto this press release from the National School of Administration and Magistracy. The Director General of the National School of Administration and Magistracy hereby informs the general public that the Minister of Public Service and the Administrative Reform signed on Tuesday, the 18th of June 2024, a series of orders for the launching of various competitive entrance examinations into ENAM for the 2024-2025 academic year. The number of available places is distributed as follows: Administrative Division, Cycle A, General Administration, 30 places, Labor Administration, 20 places, Social Affairs Administration, 10 places. Deadline for the submission of applications files, 9th of August 2024. Date of the written part of the examination, 7th and 8th of September 2024. Cycle B, General Administration, 30 places, Labor Administration, 10 places, Social Affairs Administration, 10 places. Deadline for submission of application files, 9th of August 2024. Date of the written part of the examination, 31st of August and the 1st of September 2024. Finance Division, Cycle A, Stores Accounting, 10 places, Taxation, 10 places, Prices, Weights and Measures, 10 places. Deadline for submission of application files, 9th of August 2024, date of the written part of the examination, the 14th and 15th of September 2024. Cycle B, Stores Accounting, 10 places, Taxation, 20 places, Price, Weights and Measures, 10 places. Deadline for submission of application files, 9th of August, date for the written part of the examination, 24th and 25th of August 2024. Magistracy and Court Registry Division, Cycle A, Pupil Magistrate, Judicial Section, 15 places, Pupil Magistrate, Administrative Section, 10 places. Deadline for the submission of application files, 26th of July this year, date of the written part of the examination, 10th and 11th of August. Court Registry Administrators, 15 places. Deadline for submission of application files, 9th of August 2024. Date of the written part of the examination, 24th and 25th of August 2024. Cycle B, Pupil Court Registrars, 15 places. Deadline for submission of application files, 9th of August 2024. Date of the written part of the examination, 17th and 18th of August 2024. The Director General hereby invites all candidates to consult the notice boards of ENAM and the following website, www.enam.cm or www.minfopra.gov.cm. For online registration, visit this website, www.enam.cm, signed by the director, Bertrand Sombo Angula. And in sports, the 23rd edition of the African Senior Athletics Championship gets underway this Friday in Douala with an opening ceremony slated at 3 p.m. at the Japoma Sports Complex. Speaking during the final preparatory meeting held this evening in the stadium's conference room, the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Professor Narcisse Mwalekombi, urged all involved in the organization of the championship to demonstrate professionalism and sportsmanship throughout the competition. And that footnote in sports brings us to the end of the 10 p.m. news. My name is Kelly Eben. Thanks for listening.